From the Stoic Manual on Self-Imposed Limitations. No slavery is more disgraceful than one which is self-imposed. Seneca: the person is free who lives as they wish, neither compelled, nor hindered, nor limited, whose choices aren't hampered, whose desires succeed, and who don't fall into what repels them. Didn't need bricks or bars, just a few well-placed decisions to entertain a toxic person, to pay a lot for urges and indulgences you don't even question, to accept invitations for events you don't even want to attend, a handful of not-yets you kept rolling forward like you do a software update, and Thea: truly impressive talent for calling your cowardice being realistic. And here's the thing, you did it willingly. Who wishes to live in deception, tripped up, mistaken, undisciplined, complaining, in a rut? No one. These are base people who don't live as they wish, and so no base person is free. Epictetus: somewhere along the way, you built a pretty prison. Nobody asked you to. You just woke up one day, looked at the full buffet of human experience laid out in front of you, and chose the bread roll. Congratulations. You played yourself. The Stoics understood this about 2,000 years ago. Marcus Aurelius was the most powerful man in the known world, commander of legions, ruler of an empire stretching from Scotland to Syria. And yet the book he is most remembered for, The Meditations, was never written for an audience. It was a private journal, a daily practice of self-correction, a man talking to himself each morning before the demands of the day arrived. He had barbarians at the border and a plague killing his citizens, and his main journaling concern was whether he was responding with enough virtue. Support the Stoic Manual and access to 180+ premium in-depth essays, lessons and mini-courses in the art of living, consolations for difficult times, relationship mini-courses, the wealth playbook, leadership skills, social skills, Lamonda Legantin science-based health tools for a happy, peaceful, V-ear, island distinguished life, which is either deeply inspiring or mildly insane, depending on your mood. He kept reminding himself that. Join 106,600 other Stoics. P.S. Annual and patron members get all my books with their subscription. The bundle includes The Best of Marcus Aurelius and the Tools, with over 40,000 words of bonus content plus a free copy of the Stoic Manual Vol. 1 dropping September next year. Patron members also get lifetime access to the publication with a one-time fee, all bonuses, and all future benefits at no extra cost. Featured P.P.S. Most people love the series on how to deepen your friendships, Part I, Part Roman 2, and Part Roman 3. Also check out the practical entries on how to deal with toxic people, how to process and overcome grief, and how to prevent and overcome burnout. Happy reading.